Okay, quick question. It's just after a little bit after noon on my clock. How do people feel in terms of do we want to take a short lunch break? Do we want to sort of, we have three, let's see, one, three, four cases left. Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Runbeck, Mr. Herod. I'll start defer to you. We had a break an hour ago. We typically go in 2 hour increments with breaks, but it's totally up to you.
Let's keep going. If you guys are okay, I'm okay, and I know people have busy days, so let's keep going. So that takes us to agenda item 10, and that is PR 2023-008551, major final plat 2026-00001, Bohannon Houston, by through Kimberly Ligon as agent. For MDS Flats QOZB LLC, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot Tract A, City Center Zone PC, located at Stryker Road, University Boulevard, and de Kooning Avenue, containing approximately 9.4705 acres. Do we have the representative of the applicant here?
Yes, sir. This is Josh Lutz with Bohannon Houston.
Thank you, Mr. Lutz. If you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, if you'd please tell us about the flat request.
Sure. Yeah, this is a, like you mentioned, a final plat request for the plat located on the southeast corner of Stryker and de Kooning. We're proposing to do a lot split. Break it out into two separate parcels to support the multifamily development that is going there. The project has gone through DFT and has a recorded IIA through that process. And I believe it's a relatively straightforward platting process. And I saw the comments from staff and willing to talk through any of the comments that staff may have to progress this forward.
Thank you, Mr. Letts. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, sir.
All right, I'll go ahead and call for public comment, and if there is any, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item 10. It's a request for a final plat at Stryker Road, University Road, and de Kooning Avenue. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda item 10. Last call for public comment on agenda item 10. Okay, Mr. Letts, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, David with Water Authority. Prior comments about the infrastructure list have been addressed, and I believe that is going to be taken care of administratively. So I'm good there. Only comment I have is to add a note regarding water and sewer easements on the plat cover. And once that's added, I'm good. Everything's satisfied. That'd be my only condition. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gutierrez. And yeah, if you do want it as a condition, if you please put it in the chat. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. And then next up is hydrology, Mr. T. Quan Chen. If you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of October 6, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement does not have any, or code enforcement has no objections to this matter.
Thank you. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments?
I will be, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no objections to the requested preliminary plat, but they had a question regarding the Bikeways and Trails Facility Plan. They note in their memo that it proposes a paved multi-use trail along North Mesa Del Sol Boulevard and buffered bike lanes along University Boulevard West. And their question was, is the trail being constructed as part of this project or in a future phase?
Go ahead, Mr. Letts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jay, for that comment. Like I mentioned, this project got approved through DFT. The street sections were approved through the DFT, and the infrastructure list was generated from that. I think sometimes we forget that Mesa del Sol is a master plan community, and they have their previously approved street sections. And so I believe everything that we have designed and constructed, or not constructed, but designed and approved through the IIA are in accordance with the DFT approval and the Mesa del Sol street sections.
Thanks for that confirmation, Josh. So it was approved with the site plan for the 405 unit multifamily development.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Letts. Okay, that takes us to the planning department, who'll be delivering those comments.
Robert
Or was
Webb.
that was oh, there you go, Robert Webb. Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So this is a request for final plat. The preliminary plat was approved in January 2026, and previously, as mentioned, in August of 2023, there was a associated site plan that was approved for a multifamily development. And of course, previous to that, it went through a pre-application meeting. The only changes from preliminary to final plat were the requirements from Water Authority on some of the easement detail, I believe. And other than that, we didn't have any objections. Just had some of the standard comments that I will put in the chat now.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Lutz, anything, any questions or comments in response to the DFT comments?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay, Mr. Rodenbeck, go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just want to screen share the proposed findings that we have
Oh, please.
for this request. And just note that this is finding number one. This is a request for a final plat to subdivide tract A into two tracts with easements granted with the filing of the plat. And I'll just make a little, small little revision here. Going from one 9.4 acre lot into two separate 6.2 and 3.2 acre lots. Second finding, the preliminary plat was approved by the DHO on January 7th, 2026. Third finding, on August 17th, 2023, this project had a site plan approved for a 405 unit multifamily development. The infrastructure is tied to the site plan, as we've talked about a little bit before. And then the next finding, in January 2025, the project also completed a pre-application sketch plat. Review comments were provided to the application team. We note that future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO, DPM, and relevant standards within the Mesa del Sol plan. I'll actually spell it out. Oh, plan. And finally, per 66L3B, a final plat shall be approved. Oops. A final plat shall be approved if it includes all changes, conditions, and requirements contained in the preliminary plat approval. Should you decide to approve this request would be compliant with this criterion per your ruling. So those are the proposed findings that the planning staff have for this request.
Thank you, Mr. Unrick. Mr. Letts, any comment about those proposed findings?
No, sir, I think we're good on our side.
Okay. I hereby adopt those proposed findings and request that they be incorporated into the written notification of decision. And I believe this matter is ready for decision. So thank you, everybody, for your comments and submittals. And I'm going to go ahead and rule on agenda item 10, that is PR 2023-008551, major final plat 2026-00001. And I hereby approve said item and project number with the application number stated. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. first regarding the Water Authority. Bear with me one second. Screen's just scrolling slow here. The following note must be added to the plat. ABCWUA Public Water and Sanitary Sewer Easements. Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, parenthetical ABCWUA, is granted easements in the dimensions shown on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary service lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with use of the easement. Secondly, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per 66L2D7 of the IDO. And finally, a copy of the HS approved DXF file must be submitted prior to the final sign-off of the plat. And thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 10.